This summer, we're seeing lots of small redfish. These fish are already, some of them, in the 13-inch range. Seeing lots of redfish in different places looks like it'll be a good year for the reds. The sea trout are also really plentiful, lots of smaller sea trout. The legal size limit for the reds and the sea trout is 14 inches. We're seeing a lot of these fish that are 13-inch size, so in the coming fall, should be a real good fall. The bait is real plentiful, lots of shrimp in the creeks and rivers. Finger mullet are really thick as well. This is a good sign, again, for the fishing right now and for the fall. With lots of rain we've been having on the coast, it can mean lower salinity, which can push out the bait fish, which means not as many sharks in the local waters. But for those guys looking for tarpon, it might mean more opportunities to find them. When you see the big schools of bait fish, menhaden popping in the water, there could be tarpon close by, sharks, or even jack crevel. Drifting a bait by these popping bait fish can produce some fast action, so look for the diving birds and for the schools of bait. Summer is also a good time to think about flounder. It's a good summertime fish. A low incoming is a great tide to fish around the points for flounder. Finger mullet, menhaden, and shrimp, great little baits. Also, the outgoing around those gullies for the flounder. So flounder fishing during the summer, some folks are saying this is another good year for flounder. So don't overlook the flounder when it comes to summertime fishing. I hope this is of help. This is Captain Jack saying, fish on!